Hey, I'm your host, Matt Stauffer, and this is episode 35 of the 5-Minute Geek Show, a twice-weekly show about development and everything around it. It's one topic per episode about front-end, back-end, mobile, project management, design, entrepreneurship, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. Today, we're talking about your name. My name is Matt Stauffer. Stauffer as in ow, as if I punched you, because that's what my dad would tell people in college to help them remember that it's not Stauffer and it's not Stouffer. Matt Stauffer. A little bit like stovetop stuffing, except theirs are O-U and ours are A-U, although I think we're both from the same area of Pennsylvania. Matt Stauffer. Stauffer like the animal cracker cookies. If you know those, the animal cracker cookies with the zoo on them, well, there's two main different producers of those. One of them is Stauffer, and they are also from Pennsylvania, where my family's from. You don't care about that, but I just wanted to say Stauffer a whole bunch of times. So, welcome to my world. It used to be popular, especially in the 90s, to use, not pseudonyms, what is it called? You used a fake name, and not an avatar, but the avatar version of name. I can't believe I can't remember. A handle instead of your real name. And there's all sorts of things about, you know, the hackers movies of the 90s, and you're trying to be all anonymous and everything like that. And I think there's a lot of value in being anonymous, but I think at this point it's very difficult. There's an incredible amount of work you have to put forward to be able to actually be truly anonymous and in a way that in which using, you know, not your name would actually have any impact on it. So, and it's not as if that was really a thing for me when I was a kid in the 90s and I bought, you know, thisenddown.com for my hosting, when I very easily could have bought mattstauffer.com. Which I really wish I had bought back then, because now I have mattstauffer.net.org.co.everything you can imagine, but I don't have .com, and some realtor has that. I wish I'd gotten it, but back then it was cool to do anything other than your name. You know, you wanted to be, I don't know if it was directly you wanted to be like the cool hacksers, the elite hacksors or whatever, but it wasn't cool to be your name. It was cool to be different and alternative and unique and, you know, kind of second lifey. And a lot of people still kind of do this. Like when I would create, you know, my web development consultancies in the early days, I would always try and come up with some clever name, you know, and the first one was Stauffer Web Design, but we got like stwd.org. And in hindsight, it kind of sounds like STD. And I'm really glad that we didn't keep that one around. And then later it was Atmosphere Web Design and then Red Stripe. And then the most recently, when I kind of went back into web development, I kind of asked around to people and I was like, well, you know, should I come up with some name and hopefully one less cheesy than those? And they all said, well, I'm in this to work with Matt Stauffer. They said, I don't do this because you have some company that's going to compete against some other company in some particular way. And then you're going to fake and pretend as if you're a bigger company than you actually are. That's not going to work. It's going to be clear it's one person. And so the way you win is by identifying yourself as that one person and that person being the person that people want to work with. And they all said, look, I'm going to recommend, hey, people, hey, friends, you should work with Matt Stauffer. And so if Matt Stauffer isn't in the name of the company, then that's not what we want. And so I bought mattstaufferdesign.com and I went with that for a while. And thankfully, I got away from those days. But I think this is the main thing. And at that point, I had an acronym that was my email address and an acronym that was my Twitter handle. And I think I realized after a while that, like, I am who I am and I want people to interact with me as who I am. And my name is just one piece of that. And there's no use hiding behind it because your brain really just sees, like, you know, whatever that acronym is and translates it to the name of the person. Now, again, there are some people who really hide that away. And so, you know, if you're a super private person, you're never going to listen to what I'm telling you to do anyway. You know, that's fine. But I think that unless you're able to make your online identity fully represented by your nickname, and that's possible for a few people like DHH, David Hedeminer Hansen. Everyone calls him DHH. He's, you know, on DHH on Twitter. He's DHH everywhere. Or Cowboy. You know, he's the guy that wrote a whole bunch of jQuery plugins and he's been around for ages. He's Cowboy on IRC. He's Cowboy on Twitter. He's Cowboy everywhere. And people call him Cowboy. Okay, that I get. But like if your acronym is not something you can get on every, or your acronym, your handle or whatever is not something you can get on every social network, it's not something that you own as domain name. And especially if it's something that's awkward for someone to call you to your face, then it's probably not the thing you should be referring yourself by. And the vast majority of people are in that place where whatever you have for your handle or your acronym, if it's not based on your name, it's probably not going to fit all those other criteria. So in the end, it's just kind of own being who you are. Like you are, you know, Jill Schmidt, or, you know, I don't know, whatever. You know your name better than I do because you know who you are. And I can't anyway. causality and all those things. I'm Matt Stauffer, so that's who I should be. I shouldn't be any of these weird acronyms. I should just be myself. MattStauffer.co, MattStauffer.wishesheowns, MattStauffer.com. That's who I am. And there's just something great about building up a brand around Matt Stauffer, and it's not fake. You know, some people, you know, decide that they want to create a brand around their name, around some other name, because that makes them more saleable. I totally understand that. But to me, the brand around Matt Stauffer is me, and I'm very forthcoming in this podcast and others about the good things about me, but I try to focus more on the bad things about me because, you know, I want other people to be talking me up. But it's just, it is Matt Stauffer. That's the brand. That's the name. And I want someone to meet Matt Stauffer and say, I like Matt Stauffer. You know, not doing this kind of mental translation process between me and this entity that I'm representing myself as. So I don't know. I think I have some friends who've recently been spending a lot of time, who I've been spending time talking to, who use Twitter handles for, you know, for their business, their one person business. And they've got some logo that's their one person business. And I'm just like, I don't feel connected to you. I feel like you put several measures of distance between me and you by kind of creating this entity that is just you, but it's a wrapper around you. And so now I'm interacting with this fake you, and I never feel like I get to know you quite as well because it's not your name and your face that you're either presenting to me or even thinking of yourself as when you interact with me. So anyway, that's my pitch. I think you should use your real name unless you're a security nut. In which case you got to do a lot more than not use your real name to keep safe. But hey, if you can do it, more power to you. So that's it. Thanks for listening to the 5 Minute Geek Show. I'm Matt Stauffer. We are 5 Minute Geek Show on Twitter, the number 5, 5MinuteGeekShow.com, FIVE. Subscribe to us via iTunes or RSS. And if you like the show, rate it, share it, play it over loudspeakers in your dormitory, whatever you want. Thanks. Until next time, it's Matt Stauffer, 5 Minute Geek Show.
5 Minute Geek Show. 5 Minute Geek.
All right, good job, bud.
5 Minute Geek Show.
Yeah! Perfect.